5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, welcome back to ESPN 97.5 down here at Dynamo Training, joined by the Dynamo manager, Wade Barrett. Wade, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem, Glenn.
All right, let's get started here. Real Salt Lake this weekend, obviously coming off a 3-3, pretty dramatic game-tying goal from Raul Rodriguez. At this point of the season, what's most important to you outside of winning? Because I always hear that mantra, winning, winning, winning. But what's most important to you going to a place like Real Salt Lake where they're so difficult at home?
Glenn, you took away my first answer because the priority is always going to be for us to try to win the next game. I do think we have good momentum coming from the last couple road games. We picked up 3 points in San Jose. I know that was a couple games ago, but it was 2 road games ago. We did a good job fighting back for a point. In a game, you know, I know the game could have gone either way. I know they had a couple chances in the second half, but we also had chances to try to get a winning goal too. So I was pleased with the response in the second half. Going into this game and even looking ahead to the rest of the season, which, you know, I don't like to look too far ahead, but Glenn, I want to compete. I want to be competitive in every single game. So, you know, I know there might be, there are different objectives as you get into every single game, but but at the heart of it for me is I want to put out a team to compete that's going to try to get 3 points every single time we step on the field. I know we have some players that we want to look at, but it's important to me for everybody to know that you have to earn your time on the field, that nothing is given. You know, I've said that multiple times, and I preach it every single day, and I will make coaching decisions based on that.
It always amazes me that you say that, though, because you're talking to professional soccer players, and obviously you think their professionalism needs to go up a couple notches.
I think the attitude that it can't just be one or two good performances. You can't be happy with, you've been up okay in the passing part of the practice, but then when we get into the possession, you don't have a good performance. There has to be emphasis on performance in every single thing that we do, carried through the entire training. You can't just ride on one or two plays. And I won't say that we're completely lacking in that way, but I think we can be better. I mean, you know, yesterday we got into a passing exercise. I thought we were a little bit sloppy. Those things matter in the game. If we pick a pass right there that's to the wrong side of the cone in the passing exercise, well, in the game, that means a turnover. And that means maybe we're tracking 40 yards back. So the little things in training matter. And for some of the young players, even for some of the old guys, you need a reminder of that. You don't think that you should need that, but you do. And you have to reinforce those things every single day.
Dynamo manager Wade Barrett joining us here on ESPN 97.5 Soccer Matters. All right, on an earlier show, one of our last interviews a couple weeks ago, you said mid-September was a moment where you'd be able to determine the whole playoff picture, and if now I'm in a mode of really 100% focused on next year and getting people experience and all that. So we're close to that marker right now, and I do understand how difficult it is for you to think long-term when you still haven't been awarded the job yet. But are you at a point now where you've put the playoffs and that picture away, and it's now about the players that are here, assessing the players that are on loan, etc.?
That's a good question, Glenn, and we're probably on the brink. I should probably do this more often. I don't look at the table every week. I look at the performance. I look at what we need. I look to trying to improve from the last game to the next. So the objective for me, I mean, even as a coach, is to try to improve between now and the end of the season. You know, what I want to bring from the players, you know, I do want competition for every single position. I do want the opportunity to look at some of those guys in games. I think we're probably getting close to that point where there might be some changes here or there, so long as the guys are performing in training, so we can put those guys in game situations and we can see what it looks like. I think Morrow's been getting really good experience recently. He's had a good run of games to show what he can do on a consistent basis. We have another couple guys. Kaner Brown has come into the last couple games. You know, we had a good performance against Chivas. He had a good performance coming in and helping us out this last weekend. So, you know, a player like that you might see a little bit more of, so long as we continue to work hard in training and the opportunity is earned. You know, there are a couple things we need to try to accomplish, and it's a tough balance because I still want to put out a team that I feel confident is going to get points on the weekend.
Do you feel like you have to get results to get the job at this point?
I need to get results because that's what I'm after. I'm after results. You know, it's getting a job is almost, it's the secondary priority.
Playing style, purpose of play, entertainment. Where is that going to factor into the future of the Dynamo? Because I think that's something that's definitely needed here in Houston based on the type of city we are and a lot of other sort of criteria.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think what the team needs. Now, if I thought that it was there were conflicting interests, then it would be difficult. But I actually think a lot of interests are aligned on this. I think, you know, when we get into next year, we need to put out a completely different look. You know, kind of the, we've talked about the status quo has not been the same, and that needs to be reflected in the style that we play. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you exactly what that's going to be right now, but I think it needs to be different. I think the fans will need to notice a change. I think the energy level will need to change, because I know that we need to inspire people to come back to the stadium. And I said this yesterday, I'm not even going to say, hey, just be patient with us because we'll get there. Because I know people are ready for the team to be in a different spot. But all I can tell you is that will not happen overnight. I do think once we get into next year, we have a clear plan. We have a full preseason to prepare because we've been denied that. I've been denied that. I came in May, and you know, trying to work game in, game out for MLS doesn't give you that period of time that you need to kind of get things set in stone. But there will be a different look. There'll be a different energy, and I think that's what everybody needs. I think it's what we need as a team.
You assessed Kaner Brown. I was at that Dynamo Chivas game. I actually thought that was a good night. I liked that down there. I thought it was a very interesting game. Let's talk about Jose Escalante and Yair Arboleda, because strictly just pure pace, Arboleda was a danger to Chivas and got in behind a defense organically, not even off a buildup, just because he was there.
Mm-hmm. Those guys, you know, Yair and Jose, they're a little bit different in how they kind of attack that space. Jose is very direct. He's got excellent speed. He serves in a great ball when he gets to the end line. Yair is a little bit player that, you know, he looks to combine a little bit more to get behind. I do think we have the opportunity to spring those guys forward. So when we implement them into the group, we need to understand that those are their strengths and try to play to their strengths when they come in.
Yeah, that's what I saw, obviously, in the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. You see it amongst teams in Major League Soccer. They specifically have a fulcrum that they play through. And it's obvious. The opponent knows it. And it's successful more times than not. Is that something this club needs looking long-term? Is a real midfield orchestrator, conductor type guy?
I think a player like that always helps, and it does. It makes things very clear when you have a player like that on the field, kind of what the buildup is going to be. But like I said, when we get into next year, from the very first day that guys walk into preseason, they're going to understand this is the objective. This is what we're trying to do. This is where we're trying to move the ball. This is how we're going to do it. And when you go through a full period of preseason like that, then everybody on the team understands that. Now, I do think continuity is important. I think when you win games, it's easy to keep continuity. When things don't go so well, it's difficult. But the continuity then needs to come from this is who we are as a team and this is what we're going to do. So like I said, that's the one thing I think that I was a little bit denied, kind of the chance to have that period of time to implement those things. So the rest of this year, you know, we need to try to put out an entertaining product. I know people want to see that at home. I still am tasked with trying to win games. I want to win games just for me, regardless of whether that's trying to get this job or not, because I just want the team to win. I know what it feels like. It feels a lot better than losing. So, you know, there's multiple things, but I do think we need a change. We need new energy. We need a lot of different things going into next year to kind of to win the city back.
Wait. Best of luck at Real Salt Lake.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn.
All right, that's Wade Barrett. You can catch Wade Barrett, the Houston Dynamo, against Real Salt Lake this weekend. Don't forget, it's HoustonDynamo.com for your tickets, and it is HoustonDynamo.com that brings you this interview with Wade Barrett.